Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I think that this is lipstick that is not necessarily needed right now. I think that there are other things in the county that are needed when we look around at things that need to be done. I think that we've got county roads that could use this funding more than what this boardroom does.
My hope is that there's three commissioners today that understand the optics of this, and you'll move this along, and I promise you there's not going to be any crowing about it. I just want you to make the right decision. The optics of this is going to cause problems on half-cent sales tax.
The Pitchfork Posse is back. Sherry Chapman and Jerry Cooey in the Santa Rosa County Commission. Actually, Jerry crossed the water and came to Escambia County last week to scream about the First Amendment. I'll deal with that later. This was the Santa Rosa County Commission. Of course, they're meeting today in their committee meeting, and then they got their regular meeting on Thursday. But at their last regular meeting, the topic was the $150,000 renovation to the meeting room that the board meets in, primarily so that you could accomplish the objective of having a meeting room where the people in the audience can actually hear what's going on the dais, because there is a combination of air conditioner noise and ceiling tiles and carpet and microphones, all of which need renovating and has been in the budget for 8 years. They've been looking at this. Sorry, not in the budget, but they've been looking at this for 8 years. And finally, they decided to do something about it. Well, how dare they? And so the angriest of the citizens, Jerry and Sherry, rabble-rousing on social media. They're wasting our money. They can't fix these roads. They won't do anything about drainage. And here they are wasting all this money on this boardroom. And so, Brad Baker says, well, here's what we're doing.
Mr. Chairman, I can cover the scope. I mean, it's basically some acoustic ceiling tiles, some working of the new lights, new carpet. This facility is right at, I believe, 31 years old. So it's really to help with the acoustics. Fortunately, air conditioning kicked on today, it was included in the budget, and just bring it to you because our procurement policy.
So here's what's extra funny about this. Okay, he has a $50,000 spend limit, which is pretty normal for somebody as the county administrator. Anything over 50 has got to come back for approval. This was actually already approved in the budget, but, it was $150,000, so with all the things all together as a way of saving money. So he comes back and he asks for approval. Well, again, the pitchforks and the people on social media got a hold of this and decided that this was where they were going to make their stand. How dare you, in a $5 million maintenance budget, spend $150,000 to renovate a room for our benefit? Because the commissioners don't have any problem hearing each other, and the recording works just fine. It's purely for the people in the audience, and like I said, it's been, in the works for a 32- or 31-year-old room. It's been in the works for 8 years, but Jerry Cooey...
I would encourage the five of you to look through a lens, and that lens is, what is the state going to do?
Property taxes.
On the property tax issue. And
dramatic pause, because Jerry's good at a dramatic pause.
How are we going to pass half-cent sales tax? And I'm going to tell you right now, actions like this is not helping.
Jerry has taken on the mantle of I speak for the people. He's like the political Lorax, he's really good at having the demeanor of the sort of Southern revival preacher, just works up the crowd, goes slow, goes fast, goes loud, goes quiet. He always speaks with the voice of authority, always speaks for the people, even if there's only the two of them showing up at the meeting. It's such a great act. It's such a great show. And, I know Jerry, he's been on the show. He's a friend. It cracks me up sometimes. Okay, so they had already approved this for the budget. Like, this was already, everybody was on board. And all of a sudden, Rhett Rowell and, I don't know, about Bobby Burkett and Ray Eddington, they're kind of like, I don't know, man, I'm getting a lot of calls. Getting a lot of people are worked up about this. I don't know.
I'm going to stand by what I said to you at the meeting. Is it needed? I mean, we can hear air conditioning right now. Yes, it's definitely needed. But is it critical? No, it's not. I mean, we've gone through this like this for several years like it is now. So we can continue going with it for another year or so.
Well, the oil change is never critical. I mean, if the oil change is critical, you're already way past when you should have done it. And basic maintenance on your stuff, especially in this case where it is a deficient product, the end result of sitting in that room is not as good as it should be. It's like if you've ever been to the Corinne Jones, Sanders Beach, like we all know the audio in that room is terrible. I don't know why the city doesn't work on it or if it can even be fixed. It's like the audio in the Bay Center. You can't. I mean, what are you going to do? It was built wrong to begin with, and even when it was built right, it wasn't right. So, this has been a problem, and people have complained about the quality of the audio in there. And so they're like, well, okay, $150,000, let's fix it. Let's do it because this matters for people to be able to attend these meetings. So Bobby says, no, it's not critical. It's only important. Well, you budgeted it. Why are you unbudgeting it now? Rhett Rowell. Oh, sorry. John Pickens has traffic on the files. We'll come back to this in a second.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing with the accident that happened on East Quintet in 95A, a.k.a. Old Palafox Highway over in Cantonment. We're seeing some minor delays associated with that. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, so back to the conversation about this $150,000 renovation project for the meeting room for the Board of County Commissioners in Santa Rosa County, which a couple of people and some online sources have gotten all worked up about, and they're trying to, throw their weight around and make something happen and make some people look bad, which, they do, unfortunately. Anyway, Rhett Rowell, District 3 Commissioner.
I look at this as, we can kind of lead by example. We can kind of say, we're going to be frugal where we can be. And, how many holding ponds could we clean out? What kind of projects could we do? I know there's not a lot of miles of road we can pave with $150,000, but
not a lot of miles, not a lot of feet for $150,000. How much widening of Woodbine Road can you get? How much for just one rib? How much for just a sip? That's the amount of road construction you can do for $150,000. You can activate a Kubota for like a day, maybe.
That's where I'm at with it. It's, unless this room was condemned or not able to conduct meetings, that's where I'm at from based off our budget meeting from week before last.
Condemned? We're going to wait until the building is condemned to maintain it? I understand that you're freaking out about public perception, but good grief. The reason you have a maintenance budget is because it is cheaper to maintain as you go along than it is to maintain against a catastrophe at the end. And also because, you have an obligation to have decent things. You ever go to these, hotels or restaurants where they don't do the basic maintenance and then they get run down and then they become crummy and that's what, cars, everything. It's the same way. So I do not understand this. I mean, I understand the mindset, some combination of, fake frugality and wanting to not appear like you're squandering money to the public, which, again, out of a $5 million budget, it's not. And it's already budget. You already voted for this before. And now you're unvoting for it now. Anyway, Bobby Burkett, again.
We don't know what's going to happen with the sales tax. We don't know what's going to happen with the property tax.
Both true.
What kind of budget crunch are we going to be facing with next year? I just don't think it's good business right now to be putting this forward, even though money has already been allocated for it. I think we just need to hold off and let's revisit this again next year, and that's just my opinion on it. Thank you.
When it'll be more expensive, after you've already told staff to do it and wasted staff time preparing, getting the proposal, getting the deal all ready, and now you're telling them, no, no, we shouldn't be doing this at all. So on the other side of this issue, you have Kerry Smith and Colton Wright. And Kerry says, I don't understand what all the hubbub is about. You all voted for this already.
We currently allocate on the budget $5,053,847 towards repair and maintenance. That's in the budget line. This particular item was in the budget that we all voted for and we all saw and we all agreed to last year.
Well, you don't know what's happened since then. The phone calls, man.
We got a couple of citizens that are saying, and I hate to see this because I'm seeing it as kind of a threatening atmosphere, basically saying, you know, hey, I'm going to make sure you have a hard time with the half-cent sales tax if I don't get my way here.
Now, to be fair to what Jerry Cooey actually said, he didn't threaten to work against it. He pretended to be the prophet of the people and say, you know, if you vote for this, you're going to have a hard time with the sales tax because the people are not going to accept that you need to renew that if you're, you know, spending money in these silly ways. It's not quite the same as a threat, but I understand why he would read it that way.
So if we're going to go down that road right now, the way I'm seeing it is let's take that $3.3 million and let's just take it out of the budget and then put the whole thing into the piggy bank.
Yeah, let's not do any maintenance. No maintenance. Just $5 million into the bank, let's spend it on other things. We can, you know, we can do some kind of a storm project or we can do some widening. I mean, $5 million, it's actually like after you take out the utilities costs, it's more like $3.5 million, something like that. But let's take all of that and don't do any maintenance. Let's just have a maintenance moratorium for like 20 years. He's not saying this, but I'm saying, you know, because, you know, we can't afford maintenance. Who can afford maintenance?
We don't need any more maintenance on any of our facilities because we've got probably the most aged facilities in the panhandle. I even go to some of these smaller counties and we operate out of a grocery store. And I thank God.
By the way, I think, John, you've been here longer than I have. I think that's actually true. I think their county commission offices used to be a grocery store. If you look at it, you're kind of like, how is that the county? Well, because it used to be a grocery store.
Right.
Literally.
And I've been trying to think of what it was.
Yeah.
But I can't.
What the brand was.
Right.
So, yeah. And you know, it's, and by the way, Kerry, I don't think Kerry is being serious here. I mean, he kind of is, but he's basically making fun of the skittish county commissioners, Rhett Rowell and Bobby Burkett and Ray Eddington, for being like, well, I mean, if we're not going to do maintenance, let's be serious about not doing maintenance. You know, let's put all that money into something else.
It's what a blessing that we do have. It's a nice place. I don't know if any of you guys have sat in Escambia County's commissioner offices. Any of you? Yeah. They're upstairs. They overlook downtown Pensacola. They have their own bathroom in each one of them, and they have their own kitchenette. And each of them have their own secretary and doorkeeper. So, and we don't want that. I'm not even jealous of it because I'm like, that's just wasteful spending.
I love it. Can't wait for the next TPO meeting where the county commissioners from Escambia and Santa Rosa are all going to be together in a room to talk and. Kerry called the county commission offices in Escambia County wasteful and lap of luxury and, you know, private bathrooms and all. And you know, I love local politics. It's so entertaining.
We are a frugal county, and I'm very proud of how frugal we are and how we operate because we have a lot of old infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, and it's true. Low taxes, poorly maintained infrastructure. And at some point, you know, you wind up paying the piper for that.
That's the way I'm looking at it. If we're not going to be willing to spend $147,000 to help the citizens with their experience, because it doesn't bother me either way. It really doesn't. It's more about the citizens that are sitting out there. We're going to communicate with each other. We're going to be able to get our business done. I just kind of feel like I don't like the spirit of this. It doesn't taste or smell right to me.
Sometimes I love Kerry's way of expression. So what did they do? Well, you have to wait till next hour to find out. 6:24 on News Radio 92.3. What, John? It's a two-part incident.
I know, but...
7:10. I'll come back to this. It's easy.
Promise?
Yeah, I absolutely promise. Of course I do. What's your prediction at this point, though? What do you think? Are they gonna cave? And
yes, they're going to cave.
Is it going to be a unanimous vote to cave, or is it going to be a split decision?
Split.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, three of them cave, and two of them decide to do what they had already promised to do, and then now they're changing their minds on it. So, by the way, how do you say this? I don't know how to say this.
Del Champ.
Okay, and TGNY, somebody says, also?
Yeah, TGNY was in there, too.
Okay, very good. Yep. Somebody texts in, Santa Rosa County commissioners have no backbone, and the people won't be renewing the tax either. And, well, unfortunately, I do fear that's going to be the case. It's not all the county commission. It's, you know, and it's on different issues particularly, but if you want to understand generally where I'm at, pretty much Colton Wright and I see things about identical most all of the time. When I grew up, I want to be Colton Wright. You know, I admire Colton. I respect him. He's smart. Well, I mean, he's a couple years younger than I am, but anyway, you know, and he has great taste in music. So, they're going to bail on this. They're going to cave. 3-2 again. Kerry Smith and Colton Wright are going to vote what I thought was the prudent way, and the other three are like, no. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free, but not delay-free. We are seeing, let's see here, NAS Pensacola front gate is backed up to Gulf Beach Highway. Also, the Corey Station gate is backed up across Warrington. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you've got a roof that's got a problem and you need to fix it, Quality Roofing Solutions does repairs, but also replacement. And, you know, sometimes what happens is the amount of cost that goes into repairing a roof can get close enough to where you think, I might as well just repair it. And that's why 90% of what they do is, you know, full replacements. And, you know, they've done 10,000 roofs in the 20 years that they have been here. Since 2006, Brian Ward started this company. And, you know, they'll talk you through what makes the most sense. And, of course, the prices go up. And so it might actually be cheaper to do it now than if you've got to repair it. Chances are you're going to have to replace it in a few years anyway. If you're selling it, if your insurance rates might change because of a wind mitigation inspection report, like there's all kinds of, you know, one particular case, they were paying $4,800 a year in home insurance and cut it to $2,200 by just doing a better roof. That's not every case, but, you know, that kind of stuff does happen. Locally owned company invests in the community in terms of like our gateway and local youth sports and all kinds of stuff. And they just, you know, talk to you like a normal person and try to treat you well. 4.9 rating on Google, which is absolutely outrageous. Warranty for lifetime workmanship on their roofs. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Cat Country 98.7 Spring Jam 2026, Sunday, March 22nd, on the beach behind Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill in Navarre. Enjoy the sun, sand, and low cash. With special guests Preston Cooper and John Morgan, with proceeds benefiting the Santa Rosa Kids House. Buy your tickets only at catcountry987.com.
Have you ever gotten stuck being the one who has to figure out the food?
Yep.
Birthday party, office lunch, family get-together, and suddenly everybody's looking at you.
Me?
That's when you call Voodoo Barbecue. Whether it's catering for 5 people or 500, they make it easy. They show up, the food's hot, and it smells incredible. And nobody's asking where the plates are. Slow smoked barbecue, big portions, real flavor. The kind where folks go back for seconds and ask,
where'd this come from?
That's Voodoo Barbecue Catering. Go to catering at voodoobbq.com and get your mm-mms ready.
Pensacola has a rich history of athletes. Pensacola Sports Association celebrates the past, present, and future athlete. Today, the Pensacola Sports Association will be our guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The Pensacola Sports Focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in today at 10:30 a.m. as the Pensacola Sports Association will be our guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order.
One order ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
How much for just one ceiling tile? How much for just one microphone? How about just a strip of carpet? How much for that? If Chris Rock was running Santa Rosa County, according to the desires of the Pitchfork Posse. All right, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Uber is expanding a feature that lets women request female drivers. The women's preferences option is rolling out nationwide. They timed the release of this feature with International Women's Day.
Can men prefer to have women drivers?
I don't think so.
All right. How much for just one square sidewalk? Just one square sidewalk. That's what we need.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump returns to the White House overnight as Operation Epic Fury reaches an 11th day.
We've wiped every single force in Iran out very completely.
U.S. Central Command going after many targets overnight. The Israelis also continuing their airstrikes against the Iranian capital of Tehran. They are systematically taking out the military and command structure of the Iranian regime.
Fox's Trey Inks in Tel Aviv. President Trump warns Iran, don't block the world's oil supply.
Writing on Truth Social, if Iran does anything that stops the flow of oil within the Strait of Hormuz, they will be hit by the United States of America 20 times harder than they have been hit thus far.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, special election today in Georgia to find a replacement for Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who stepped down at the beginning of the year. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 72 degrees with cloudy skies. We'll get to our forecast. That's up in just a few minutes. A Milton couple is facing felony child neglect charges after their son was hospitalized in December, weighing just 36 pounds at 11 years old. Brandon Palmore, Second Lieutenant at Hurlburt Field, and his wife Chantel were arrested last Thursday in Santa Rosa County. Investigators say the boy had been confined to his room, had food locked away from him, and was forced to exercise to exhaustion. After a month in the hospital on a normal diet, the boy reportedly gained 20 pounds. Doctors determined his condition had been directly caused by caregiver neglect, not medical issues. Both parents are now out on $10,000 bond. They're due back in court in April. A child's recovering at Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola after a golf cart crash in Midway last weekend. FHP says four kids, all of them under 12, were on that golf cart when it rolled over at Keystone Drive and Hickory Shores Boulevard. The underage driver lost control going around a curve. Three children were checked out and sent home. One required life-saving treatment. FHP is still investigating. Right now, it's unclear if the parents will face charges. Under Florida law, drivers under 18 do need a learner's permit or a license to operate a golf cart on a public road. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson said the parents could be arrested for allowing unlicensed kids to drive golf carts. Well, sad news out of Pensacola. PPD is mourning the loss of canine Jet, an explosives detection dog stationed at the Pensacola Airport. The department announced the dog's passing on Monday. Jet was a Chesapeake Bay Retriever imported from Hungary who joined the department in April 2025 at only 16 months old. He worked alongside handler officer Tavis Heron. No cause of death has been released. A Niceville woman is facing multiple charges after firing a gun inside her ex-husband's home early on Saturday morning with their nine-month-old nearby. Police say Shania Mona Carmichael forced her way into the residence at around 4 a.m. armed with a firearm. During a struggle, the gun discharged into the ceiling in the direction of the room where the infant was. Carmichael reportedly fled with the child but was tracked down at a residence in Shalmar where she was arrested. The baby was returned to the father, and the firearm was recovered. Well, are you wondering what Florida students prefer to study? New report out with the answer to that. A study done by StudocU analyzed Google search data nationwide to find the most popular college majors in every state. In Florida, computer science came out on top with more than 2,300 searches every month. Psychology came in second, followed by music, Business Administration, and Criminal Justice to round out the top five. And it is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. We've got 72 partly cloudy skies right now. And let's check in with John Pickens for a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you. But we're seeing that NAS Pensacola front gate is backed up all the way to Gulf Beach Highway. Corey Station gate is backed up across Warrington. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a nice warm day today with temperatures warming up from the 60s and 70s, quickly getting into the upper 70s for highs. Partly sunny skies with temperatures tonight dropping near 68. For Wednesday, small chance of a light sprinkle with mostly cloudy skies, high near 78 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees with showers and thunderstorms coming in after midnight. Heading into Thursday morning, showers and thunderstorms clearing up by 7 a.m. with a high near 67 Thursday afternoon. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got cloudy skies right now and 72 degrees. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Scordo with Your Money Now. Anthropic was the Pentagon's choice for AI. However, the Trump administration has blacklisted the artificial intelligence company, a move that comes as a shock to many officials in Washington. Anthropic's AI models were extremely popular within the federal government, in part because its products were viewed as superior to those from rivals. OpenAI is walking away from expanding its flagship Stargate data center with Oracle because it wants next-generation NVIDIA chips at new sites instead. Oracle is the only major player funding the AI build-out with debt, carrying over $100 billion on its books, while free cash flow has gone negative. And Domino's is bringing back one of their most popular limited-time online-only deals with $9.99 pizzas on any crust at participating locations. The deal is available now through April 6th, just in time for March Madness. And on Wall Street, futures are up. Monday, the Dow finished up 239, the NASDAQ up 308, and the S&P 500 up 55. And that's Your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SOUND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SOUND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We're going to dance.
going to dance and have some fun.
So I was under the mistaken impression, because the compromise had finally been presented, which Commissioner Stroberger had been asking for, that he would have presented it to the condo owners. So I'm going to come with what I felt about the compromise. I feel that as Escambia County residents, we should easily be able to share our natural resources and still maintain our beautiful homes and condos with shared responsibilities for keeping the beaches pristine and our wildlife safe.
All right, this is Laura Begras at the Escambia County Commission meeting. This is once again the Perdido Key customary use, where you have the beach ladies in the yellow shirts who want 70 feet, I think is what they had always been saying, or maybe it's 100 feet, I don't, whatever, of like they want the beach. I mean, ideally, they want the dune. Oh, that's it. That's it. They want the dune to the water from Alabama to Johnson Beach, all to be public areas, period, end of story. And so, you know, and then on the other side, you have Steve Stroberger, who is now the commissioner. I mean, he's the commissioner for that district. He always has been. It's just that that got redistricted from 2-1 back a few years ago. And so the condo owners who have leases that go down to the water line, they're like, or not leases, they have ownership that go down to the water line. And they're saying, no, there's an easement over them, and somewhere there's not. And it's a complicated conversation. The short version is you've got a bunch of people that want to have the ability to walk on the sand that does not belong to them, as if it did, or as if it belonged to the county. And you have the people who own that sand who say, well, no, because I own it and I pay property taxes and I bought it and I expected to be able to control it buying it. And do you have a right to the sand or not? You know, that's the basic question. Well, Mel Pino, who has now joined herself to the yellow shirt ladies, she reveals the nature of this big compromise. You know, the reveal, the what are we willing to give, what are we willing to compromise on in order to get public access?
And for those who are not familiar in the room, we've been having a pretty good hot debate about customary use. And our team came up with a very kind of simple proposal that the majority of it is that not the board eminent domain, but that the remaining owners who don't have an easement.
By the way, that's the thing under consideration was eminent domain. Like, we're being reasonable. We're not asking for eminent domain. We're not asking you to just take the beach from people that they've bought. Okay, anyway, interesting mindset.
But the remaining owners who don't have an easement give 75 feet for the public to be on, and in exchange, the taxpayers will maintain that. Disappointed it's not getting a hearing tonight. Hopefully at some point we can get this off the blocks.
That's the compromise? Why don't you just give up 75 feet of your land as an easement for people to walk on, and the county will pick up the trash? That's, like, that's not much of a compromise. We don't want people traipsing through our backyard. Well, I mean, why don't you just give up the right to the backyard? It'll solve it. You know, it is interesting. I was so on the fence on this issue. I was so undecided on this issue for so long. The more the pro-customary use people talk, the wronger they sound. Like this, like, you know, we could ask for eminent domain and we're being nice guys. We're just, it's just weird to me. Again, the more I listen, the less right it sounds. Steve Capo or Capo, I'm not sure how to say his name.
As I researched customary use, this seemed like a non-issue to me. A logical proposition which allows people like me who don't own golf front condo to simply use our beach. So when the Perdido Key Board voted to reject customary use, that was a decision I could not support as president and immediately resigned. Customary use affects everyone. What amazes me is the argument or the thought that suddenly with customary use, people are going to become squatters.
Yeah, I don't know that that's really the issue. People have been concerned about bad behavior, liability, trash, and also the fact that they bought a thing and now they're being told that they don't actually own the thing that they bought. Marion Abnett.
One question remains. Can anyone really own the sand on the beach? Of course not. Sand is a God-given wild natural resource that is fleeting like wind and water. The beach is sacred and priceless and should be preserved for posterity. Let's unite now and have foresight for future generations of Escambia County by passing customary use on Perdido Key for everyone's enjoyment, not just a few.
What? Sand is a God-given natural resource that belongs to us all, like air and water. Well, first of all, water is extraordinarily litigious. People fight over water all the time. That's part of the issue here, is that people fight over water and water access. You know, river rights, water rights, underground water rights. People can own a lake. People cannot own a lake. I mean, you know, the God owns it. Remember I told you a while back, maybe you don't, and I apologize. But, you know, when the settlers came from Europe, and they traded with the Native Americans and to buy land, and the settlers or the natives thought, okay, I mean, thank you for the stuff, but you can't own land. You know, like they didn't get the concept. Some of these folks kind of have that mindset. Like they don't get the concept of private property, or at least in this context, they don't get it. Now, maybe they get it in other contexts. Maybe they think there's a difference between sand that God makes and belongs to us all and dirt that God makes and only belongs to the person who owns the property. I'm not sure, but it's a weird distinction to me to make, to say that because you've got a document from the government that says you own this sand. No, you don't. You can't own sand. Nobody can do that. Joseph Klein and Peter.
I hear this modest.
Sorry. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. I always want to just keep talking. Go ahead, John.
Brought to you by Florida West. They focus on attracting and expanding businesses that create jobs, increase wages, and strengthen Escambia County's economy. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110. Are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the conversation about customary use beach access in Perdido Key. Francesca, they didn't say her last name that I caught. But remember I said that, like, kind of the more they talk, the less I want to be on their side, because there's kind of this socialist sort of mindset. There's this, you know, the thing belongs to everybody. It can't belong to an individual kind of mindset. And there's a kind of rich-poor resentment class warfare argument going on here that keeps coming up a lot.
Just because you're able to buy a $400,000 or $500,000 condo doesn't mean that you get the whole entire beach, you know? And I think that's something that y'all need to think about, that you should, everyone should be able to walk down the beach just like they do on Pensacola Beach. So it's just like on Pensacola Beach, you set it up that way, and fair is fair.
Well, yeah, on Pensacola Beach, the government owns the sand against the water. It belongs to the county and has never been leased out to private individuals. On Perdido Key, the government only owns, like, the state park or public accesses. It doesn't own the other stuff that has been sold to the public. And in some cases with an easement, in some cases not. You want to treat Perdido Key the same as Pensacola Beach. They are fundamentally different. Unless what you want to say is that government ownership of land and private ownership of land are the same thing, and fair is fair. Plus, you pick up on that, like, kind of class resentment stuff. Like, some people can afford to buy a condo, and so they are, you know, they think they're entitled to the beach. Yeah, that's what private property means. If you can put the money together and you can buy a thing, then you can own it. Now, I know that the pro-public access people want to say that the government should have never sold it in the first place. The government had no right to sell it. Maybe they argue legally they did not have a right to sell it, whatever the case may be. But, I mean, it has been sold. It has been owned by these people. They have been paying, they put purchase price and property taxes on it, and you now want to go across it because you say that's how it has always been and it was wrong of them to sell it. And I mean, I get that that's the argument, but sometimes you make a case sound terrible by saying bad arguments in favor of it. And bringing in this rich people resentment argument makes you sound wrong. And saying that the sand belongs to God and only, I mean, that makes you sound wrong. And so the more you keep saying these wrong things, the less inclined I am to think that you're right. Now, on the other hand, I say this, I mean, I'm genuinely sincere. Keith Wilkins, I admire Keith a lot. Keith is a smart guy. Keith is a friend. Keith is, you know, he used to be the city administrator and the assistant county administrator. And I mean, you know, Keith, or maybe I'm trying to think if he got over that. He's the natural resource guy. I'm trying to remember what he did to the county. But anyway, Keith is a very sharp guy. And apparently Keith is on the beach access side on this, which makes me pause because I know Keith is a, you know, very good, reasonable, solid person and thinks well.
I drafted the compromise position with input from a lot of folks that are here, but I'm the author of it, of splitting the baby. We did agree, though, on several points, which I really appreciate, on Access 1 and on signage, which Mr. Krupnik spoke to, and also on the Gulf Islands National Seashore appealing to them to reduce the rates.
Agreed on all
their fees. So that's great. But the big item of compromise for the setbacks and easement, we didn't agree on at all. There was, I guess, a unanimous vote by the board of PKA that that they were going to reject that and not compromise at all.
All right. So he didn't specifically say the 7. I should have probably called Keith and asked him. But, you know, if Keith's on the other side on this, that does give me pause. But you got to get some of these folks that are making these terrible arguments to stop because they're making the case sound worse. On the con side, on the keep it with private ownership as we have paid for, Joseph Kleinpeter.
I hear this modest proposal, this compromise.
By the way, that's a homage to Jonathan Swift, who wrote the satire, The Modest Proposal. Why don't we just eat the children? You know, anyway, back to the, just you may not get the reference.
We only want to take half or maybe 110% of your property. I just heard about the First Amendment. Well, we have a Fifth Amendment, a 14th Amendment. We can't be selective. We have to support all of the Constitution. Condo owners have deeds from the county down to the mean high water line. It is private property.
Right, and that also has to be respected, which, again, the more I hear and the more I think about this, the more those people sound right to me. Vic Hartman.
Speaking on customary use on the beaches on Perdido Key, and I want to just make 2 points. One is how it affects me, and then two, how it affects you. How it affects me is I've been coming to these beaches since I was a little boy and had the desire to live.
Hey, Vic, use the microphone.
And had a desire to live on the beach and saved and worked hard. And I was fortunate later in life to buy a condo and live that life dream. I see a sunset and a sunrise, and the experience is awesome. But how it affects me is if these commissioners, or if you commissioners, passed such an ordinance, it would be a regulatory taking. And to me, it would feel like each of you grabbed into my wallet and pulled out an economic benefit and distributed it, and it would be my economic value that you're taking. That's how it would affect me.
Right. People worked their lives, saved, and bought property that they were told it went to the waterline, and now they're having that taken away from them. And the other side feels like it's giving a concession that they're not just eminent domaining it away from them. It's a crazy thing. And, you know, we'll just give up 75 feet. It does not really strike me as a great compromise. I didn't catch. I think this might have also been Vic Hartman.
I'm opposed.
No, I don't know who this was. Sorry, I didn't write it down.
I'm opposed to customary use, but I would suggest that if you are seriously considering that, then why stop with the beach? There's lots of waterfront property owned by people in this county, and I'm sure the public would like to be able to go there and fish and picnic in people's backyards. If you're going to consider that, why stop there? Lots of land has wildlife that people like to hunt. Why not just open that up for anybody to come in? In all those cases, the landowner decides how and when and how to manage that property. And so this should be no different. There is a scenario, though, where the county has land and they're the landowner. And so I would respectfully request that you focus your energy on improving the land that you own, that you can make more available and accessible to the public.
And by the way, this is my opinion as, you know, a guy who taught logic for a while. This is actually the most compelling argument of all, is that the people who are arguing that the sand is special and belongs to everybody, what's the limiting principle on that claim? Why is the sand next to Perdida or Escambia River not also public? Why is the sand on Ono Island in the intercoastal not public? Why is the Sound side different than the Gulf side? Why is any land different? Why is sand different from dirt? What is the limiting principle that says you can go on this land that belongs to somebody else, but you can't go on that land that belongs to somebody else? What about your driveway? Can somebody come park in your driveway because it looks like a good place to park and there's, you know, nobody's parked anywhere else? Is that allowed? Well, no, that's mine. Well, but why? Why do you get to own concrete and they don't get to own sand? Like, I mean, concrete's made out of dirt, sand. You know, I mean, like, what's the difference? There's no logical place to draw that line that's not arbitrary. And so we draw it at the point of saying what people own. Steve Stroberger finally weighed in on all this at the end. He's the commissioner for that district, and he is very opposed to customary use.
When you give away, when you say 75 feet of your property, I'm going to take it away, that's not a starting point. That's not a compromise. So I just want to say that.
Yeah, he is pretty clear. And that was my reaction to it as well. So on the one side, you have people believe in private property. On the other side, you know, you have people who believe that things don't belong to anybody. They belong to us all. We own it all. We have a kind of a rich envy theory going on here. And they want a thing that they don't own. And they're frustrated that they can't have a thing. There's a lot of things I want that I don't own. Just going and claiming that it belongs to all is not, I don't think, a very compelling argument. County Commission has still not really decided what they're going to do on this. They're going to come back and talk about it at their next meeting, was what I thought we were going to do, but we'll see. 437-1620, feel free to weigh in. As always, you're welcome to disagree with me. No problem. I always entertain that. I like listening to people who disagree with me because sometimes it persuades me and sometimes it makes me realize that I'm more on this side than I thought I was. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free right now. Let's see here. I-10, I-110, they're all looking good. But if you're trying to get into the front gate of NAS, just realize the traffic is backed up there, so pack your patience. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Also, let me say this real quick. I really appreciate the people who represent a viewpoint that I disagree with in public because it gives me things to think about and disagree with and flesh out my own views. So even if I come away disagreeing with you, even if I think your argument is silly, I value the opportunity to consider it. So I appreciate the people who pay attention and participate. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a home, hopefully you get to keep it. No, but if you're thinking about, you know, the nuances of what you're buying and whether there's a public easement over it or what you do control and what are the limits or what the development might be behind it on a closed road that might get open. Because, I mean, there's so many things that go into making a good decision about real estate when you're buying your home. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they're very good at this. And not just because they sell a lot of homes, right? 209 homes last year. That's a lot. 4 a week. That's a lot. Most in the area of any team. But also just figuring out the details, paying attention, helping you ask, like, better questions, not just answering your questions, which, of course, you'll do, but helping you ask better ones and get better answers so that you make a more informed decision when you're buying or, obviously, getting a better price when you're selling. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new MyECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download MyECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
The Leadership Pensacola Class of 2026, our community's premier leadership development program, is turning leadership into action.
Take a leap with us.
The Leadership Class of 2026 is stepping forward to create a healing garden for Gulf Coast Kids House.
A calming space designed to support children on their healing journey.
Together, we can turn leadership into lasting impact.
Lead with purpose and build healing.
To support this project, visit PensacolaChamber.com.
Join us in growing hope.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Don't you hate it when you wake up and feel like you already missed something important? The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Weekdays, 5 to 9. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Get a Slinky in a size and color you like in metal or plastic.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of questions in here, and I probably ought to address it. People are asking about beech tree nourishment and what does that do. Okay, in Perdido Key, the government does not renourish the beach. It's all done by the private condo owners. So the government is not entitled to the land renourished with the beach. There was dune restoration post-Sally through FEMA, but that is not the same thing, and they did not renourish the beach after Sally. So that's been kind of an argument, a question that a lot of people have brought up, and you're right. that if the government does renourish the beach, then the government acquires an interest in it and has the ability to use the part that they renourish beyond what had been the mean high water line down to wherever it goes after they renourish. But that is not the case on Perdido Key. Good question. Lisa.